A Cape Breton University political scientist is urging people to stay connected to their community as tension continues in the Middle East. Tom Urbaniak says it's among the worst times of international stress since the Second World War ended about 80 years ago.
I'm hesitant to draw direct parallels, but we certainly are seeing the international order of the past 80 years crumbling. Just note, for instance, how seldom we hear about the United Nations these past months. The Secretary General, of course, is making statements and the Security Council is meeting, but they're not in full view. They're not prominent. And that's an indicator that this international order that we and our predecessors have tried to build is coming apart. And the world seems to be remaking itself around a few major powers and their spheres of influence, ignoring the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states, preemptive wars, not honoring sort of diplomatic norms or niceties, not respecting even religious and spiritual leaders. As Amnesty International has alluded, and as Pope Leo has alluded, we seem to be in this age of tyrants.
Speaking of the Pope, Urbaniak says further unnecessary tension has developed since U.S. President Donald Trump accused the pontiff of being weak on crime and terrible for foreign policy.
The attacks on the Pope by the White House have been shocking. Not only Trump's profane social media postings, but even someone like J.D. Vance purporting to lecture the Pope on theology. And I can assure you that there is no reading of the just war doctrine that would justify this war of choice that the United States and Israel have launched. And for J.D. Vance to somehow claim that it falls within just war doctrine is outrageous, and it's coming from someone who doesn't think seriously about theology and certainly doesn't try to lead a spiritual life.
He says communities all over the world are affected by the Middle East conflict from things like high fuel prices and other challenges, but that doesn't mean the average person is helpless and there are ways to be part of the solution.
I think this is a time for soul searching. What do we need to do now as ethical citizens? Questions like where are our investments? How are we engaging with elected officials about questions of human rights, about questions of peace in the international order? So we're not helpless, even though the situation is overwhelming.
Urbaniak says the coming days are integral in determining if there will be deeper financial consequences.
This week will tell a lot whether the ceasefire results now in some kind of an agreement or an extended ceasefire that perhaps allows the Strait of Hormuz to open, or if Trump will continue to march up the escalation ladder to the detriment of the whole world.
Urbaniak says innocent people on the ground are affected in much different, very painful ways. He adds it's crucial to stay up to date with the Middle East developments and to always refer to reliable news sources. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.